There we were, sitting in his house, staring at each other. I licked my lips in anticipation and took a long, slow sip of my cold iced tea. Watched him sitting across from me, watching me. He was a tad more nervous than the last few had been, even though he was the one that invited me there, so he could be comfortable, safe. I pushed my arms together, making my breasts swell, making them stand out more in that red top I wore. I got excited when his eyes dropped onto my cleavage. "You seem nervous," I said, and took another slow sip from my drink, making sure to pucker my lips as I sucked on the straw and looked at him. Well, was all he said. I smiled. There's nothing to be worried about, mister. I like to do this. I licked my lips as I looked at his bald, growing more and more with each word that dripped from my lips. I like to suck cock. Watching his eyes move from my cleavage to my mouth, I would love, love, oh, love to take your huge cock into my mouth and do all sorts of naughty, dirty things with it. Isn't that why I'm here? I could feel the anticipation, the need start to creep up my spine. I really did crave it. I wanted it. And watching him with that bulge in his pants, oh, I needed it. Oh, I desperately needed it. But by now his body was trembling, like it wasn't sure whether he should stay, he should go running, or if he should get up and put his hands all over my body. I was really hoping it was the last one. "No buts, mister. I'll show you." I was getting really tired of sucking on that straw. After all of my training, all of those cocks I've had in my mouth, sucking on such a thin, puny thing was actually quite uncomfortable. I walked over to him with a smile that promised all sorts of wonders, and I let my body fall against him. Oh, the stiffness of his large, deliciously thick cock brushed against my crotch and sent wet shivers all the way up and down my body. Oh, I couldn't stifle the moan that escaped. I put a finger over his mouth, smiling, silencing his last weak efforts of protest. "Just let me suck your cock. I promise it'll be well worth it." I did swift work with his zipper, And then, oh, there it was, in all its glory, that thick, delicious, throbbing hard cock. Oh, the cock that I craved, that I wanted so badly. Oh, that my body buzzed with need for. I took it in my hands, trembling with something of devotion and sheer lust building in me. It was long, so much so that when I kissed the base, that tangy flavor. Oh, feeling his cock across my lips as I kissed. That shaft. Starting with the base and working my way up. Oh, that tangy flavor. Oh, flavor I crave so much. Looking up at him, watching him watch me. It was everything I had not to immediately take him in my mouth. Oh. Kissing all over his cock, making sure my lips puckered around it tightly as I sucked lightly, letting him feel my whole mouth on him. It was so thick, so big. I needed both hands to keep a hold on it. It wasn't long before I needed to have it in my mouth. So I slid the tip in, swirling it around my tongue. Savoring the taste. I could feel that frenzy building inside me. I needed it, but I wanted to go slow and really give it the attention it deserved. So I stayed with just the tip. And the more I tasted that delicious breakup, the wetter my pussy got. I remember clenching my pussy muscles like tight little fists as I sucked on the tip, that deliciously thick, swollen head. And after I lathered that tip with all of my wetness, all of the warmth from my mouth, I kissed down the shaft. Mm. moaning my appreciation for just how big he was. And then I felt it. The desire build up almost to the point I can no longer contain my need. I smiled, looked up at him. And slid the length of his cock in my mouth. I slowly started to work him in bit by bit. Inch by inch, all of that delicious taste built up on my taste buds. It was heaven. I looked up and saw the man reclined in his chair with heavy lids. Grunting, groaning, growling as I sucked his cock. Then when he looked down at me, I met his eyes, smiled, winked. And he groaned, and I felt his cock grow a little stiffer, a little harder. God, it felt so good to have his massive cock in my mouth. Tasted so good, smelled so good. Fuck. It made my head spin. And it was such a good sensation to feel this thick rod of flesh hit my palate. It felt wonderful to finally be here where I needed to be, being satisfied. Sucking on this huge cock. I knew all of my friends, they would be scared of it, appalled by it, but not me. I used my hands and my mouth. And massaged and caressed a beautiful cock. Just wishing I could be here forever, all the time, worshiping this cock on my knees. With this man's cock in my mouth, sucking, loving, being completely filled with this pulsating cock. I loved it. All of it. Then I paused for a moment, licked the tip as I looked up in the man's sweaty face. He lifted his hand, said, it's okay if you don't. No, no, mister. I can do it. Watch. Just watch. Showtime. I took a deep breath. I opened my mouth as much as I could, and I again engulfed the tip of his cock. It was so thick that the first eager effort only gained me 2 inches. Then another half. Then another half. And then I did that thing. That thing I was famous for. I sucked in his cock completely, taking him in all the way down my throat. And feeling it as it went down my throat like some sort of fleshy serpent. The texture, the warmth. Oh, I had to grip his hips. I had to grip his hips, otherwise I would have lost it. The more that huge cock went in, bit by bit, into my eager, hungry mouth, the more I felt it. Oh, God. The more I felt my orgasm growing, creeping. Creeping down the sides of my body, centering at my belly. I couldn't wait to feel the jet stream of his cum shoot deep into my throat. But for now, I focused on taking this cock in my mouth, all of it. Bit by bit, opening my jaw, taking a deep breath, and sliding even more of it down until I reached the very, very base of him. Having that thick cock pressed between my teeth, grazing it just enough to make him shiver. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it when they shiver like that. All the while knowing the more I took him in, the closer I would be to heaven. I looked up at him. He looked down at me, dumbfounded. And then I really started to suck. And pulling him in like a vacuum. And he just groaned. And I moved my tongue. The little bit that I could. But mostly moving my body. Letting him feel my breasts against his legs. As my head bobbed rhythmically, up and down, up and down his shaft. I made an art out of deep throating when I could feel it building. I I could feel he wasn't used to it. He wasn't used to the way his delicious cock trembled and pulsed. And then I slowly slid his cock out of my mouth. I licked the tip. Looked up at him. He had his head thrown back, mouth open, as he groaned and moaned for me. I needed him to see it. I needed him to see how good it was for me. I stuck my tongue out and licked the tip. Hey, I said to get his attention. He looked down at me, hands still gripping the arms of the chair. You taste delicious, I said. I love your cock. He just looked at me, and with one smooth motion, I sucked him down my throat. Maintaining eye contact. Barely. He was so big. I redoubled my effort while he watched. His legs started to shake. I had tears streaming down my face. It was so good. And that's what I felt it. And with one final thrust, he cried out. And I felt it. The warm tide of cum as it ran up the inside of his shaft, up the whole entire length of his cock, and finally exploded inside my mouth, shooting thick ropes of cum down my throat. As I sat on my knees, I wiggled my lower body just a little, just to feel that sensation while I had his cock coming down my throat, and I came. I came. As he paused in my mouth, my entire world went white for a couple of moments. And then I blinked. Took his cock out of my mouth. Making sure he enjoyed it just as much as I did. I kissed down the length of his shaft using my tongue to lick it, using my lips to suction around his cock. Sliding my lips up and down the length. Making sure I got every drop. Sucking the tip lightly, softly. Cleaning him all up. I was so thankful. I needed it so bad. I looked up at him, his cock still in my mouth, licking, tasting, worshipping. Not wanting it to end. He stroked my hair, patted my head, as if to say, job well done. Still panting. Both of us completely satisfied. Thank you. Thank you, he said. Nobody's ever before. I took a last few licks. A last light few sucks. I nodded. I know. It's me that I should be thanking you. You really are delicious. When I needed it. We should definitely play again soon.